Welcome to Make Your Wealth Work, the podcast where wealth becomes your greatest ally in achieving your dreams.
Here are some notes to my 20-year-old self. So if I could go back and split myself and have a conversation face-to-face with my 20-year-old self as regards wisdom and life and finance, what are some of the things that I would say? Here you go. Number one, find a mentor. Find someone that you respect, someone who you know is a person of character. If you're a man, find a man of character. If you're a woman, find a woman of character. Find that person who has become successful in life, in learning, in business, in being a gentle man or a gentle lady, someone who knows how to carry themselves with people. Always have more than one side job. I say side job. That means in addition to the main thing that you're doing. If you're in school, have more than one side job. Because number one, jobs fall out. You don't want to be without an additional source of income coming in so that you could put money away, so that you could slam money into savings, beginning now and ending never. And I say this because you will never have more energy in the future than you'll have today. So you should work more than you need to, more than you want to, more than your financial requirements would make you work more than you have to. Watch other people make financial mistakes. That's easy. Just open your eyes, look in any direction. You will find people making financial mistakes. How do you know that they're making financial mistakes? You have to get the wisdom. You have to read. You have to look around. You have to think. And then make a journal. Write down the things that you see people doing that you know are wrong. They're bad financial moves. Write them down and make sure that you never do them again. You want to make new mistakes. I absolutely know that you'll make mistakes because that's the only way that you learn. And the more mistakes that you make, the greater you'll succeed. However, you don't want to make the same mistakes that you've seen everybody else make. Those mistakes won't make you money. Those mistakes won't help you grow. Those mistakes will put you in the back of the pack. They'll put you in the back of the herd. They'll have you following the crowd. You want to make unique mistakes. You will learn from your unique mistakes. Don't take advice from somebody who's teaching that advice out of a book unless they wrote the book. Now, you've heard me say that I was mentored after other people who I respected also. I was mentored for the better part of the last 20 years by Nelson Nash himself, the author of Becoming Your Own Banker. Nelson mentored me. He wrote the book. He taught the book. I've lived the book. I've taught the book. I continue to gain new insights and new wisdom from that book every day. And I continue to learn from the book and teach what I'm learning. This is off the financial path, but I'm going to say it anyway. Learn manners. If you learn manners, you will be unique. Even at my ripe old age, people hear me saying, yes, sir, no, sir, no, ma'am. They see me holding the door for men and women. Practice courtesy and learn manners. That will make you unique, and uniqueness sells. Find elderly people and learn from them. Hang out with them. Sit with them. Ask them 1,000 questions. You will get amazing answers. You will find amazing wisdom from getting around elderly people and serving them and asking them how you can help them. They'll give you much more help than you'll ever give them. Give to those in need. Look for people who have legitimate needs. and find out ways that you can help them. Ask your parents what they would do differently if they were starting over again. I guarantee you, you better be ready to take notes because your parents will tell you things that they wish they had done differently. Learn the difference between being an employee and an employer. The difference between signing the back of the check and signing the front of the check. Now, I've had the privilege of signing the front of the check for decades for people who work with me, who are on my team. And there have been times when I have gone without a check myself in order to make sure that their checks were covered, that their checks would always clear. By God's grace, their checks never bounced. Sometimes I had to go without a check in order to make that happen, but it builds character when you learn how to put other people first. Whenever you hear the devil suggesting to you, "I can't," when he's putting that thought in your brain, when you're looking at an objective, when you're looking at a task, when you're looking at a project, when you're looking at a goal, and you hear some devil saying to you, "I can't," you tell him to go to hell, and then you find out what you have to do to make that thing happen, and you ask yourself, how can I? This is what I want to achieve. If I find myself putting roadblocks in my own way, I need to change my thinking and find out a way to succeed. Find out a way to accomplish the goal. I say, take a speed reading course. Please take a speed reading course. I buy more books than I can possibly keep up with, and I buy them because I know that they must be on my reading list. And I'm going to continue to read books. I'm going to listen to books on Audible. And I'm going to continue to gain the information, the knowledge, the data, the wisdom, so that I can build up my store of wisdom so that I can invest in other people and pour into other people. Regardless of your degree, regardless of the courses you're taking now, take a course or multiple courses in marketing. No matter what business you're going to be in, you're going to learn to know more about marketing than you know right now. So I mentioned taking a speed reading course. Also, learn how to speak in public. Join Toastmasters. Toastmasters is a national association that's been around for decades, and you will learn amazing tools and techniques on how to speak in public. And you'll be far and away ahead of everyone else if you are comfortable as a public speaker. It pretty much doesn't matter what you say, what you talk about, what your subject is. People will love listening to you if you will become a professional or near professional grade speaker. Learn how money works, because until you learn how money really works, you'll be at the mercy of those who actually know how money works. Now, if you want to start at the bottom, walk into a bank and ask a teller if they understand how money really works. Maybe you'll try to catch them at a coffee break and ask them if they really understand the business that they're in. And they'll probably tell you no. And then you'll want to move up the food chain, maybe talk to the branch manager and ask them if they really understand the rules and the laws and the history and the operations of banking and how money works. And they'll probably tell you no. And so you're going to have to keep on finding out from other people who actually knows how money works. You can start by reading Nelson Nash's book, The Infinite Banking Concept, how you can become your own banker. That is a legitimate place to start. And you'll find 100 references on books you should read about money and banking. You should prove things that work. Test things. Find out what actually works. Don't take people's word for it. Don't take gossip. Don't listen to the crowd. Don't follow the crowd. I realize that I'm talking to a 20-year-old. Now, when I was a 20-year-old, I was much smarter than my dad, who was 50. And my dad did not become smarter than me until I was 50. So you understand what I'm saying. When we're 20 years old, we really do think that we're smarter than everybody else. So what I'm suggesting is that you put yourself aside, humble yourself, and find out what the elderly know that you need to know, that you need to find out. And then there's going to be an awful lot of learning that you're going to create for yourself. You're going to create new mistakes, unique mistakes, and you're going to be far and away ahead of 49 out of 50 people if you use that brain that God gave you and rethink your thinking. Somebody said, if you want to do something that you've never done before, you're going to have to become someone that you've never been before. And what I mean by that is you're going to have to think like a person who's not 20. If I was 40 years old, if I was 60 years old, if I had a business, if I had a family, how would that person think? How would that person behave? How would that person manage their money? What systems would people put into place? Ask questions, ask questions, ask questions. Write them down. Find the answers. Find good people around you. Find mentors. Read books. Learn more than your peers are learning. I look forward to speaking to you again on this subject. And I also suggest that the financial business, the business of investments and insurance, financial planning, is the best business in the planet. And we are looking for people, young people, motivated people, energetic people, who want to come and learn what it is to serve people in a financial realm. There are a lot of older, white-haired, white guys who need to replace ourselves. We cannot replace ourselves by people our age. We need young people who want to love and serve other people. So I hope I get to talk to you. I hope you'll put an inquiry in to our website. And we hope you'll keep following. Thanks.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.